Hey, Barstool Rundown listeners, you can find us every Monday through Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
All right, it's the Rundown.
Why
are
you doing this one?
NASCAR.
I want the other
NASCAR
one.
NASCAR is taking over Music City this weekend at Nashville Super Speedway, and the Barstool Sportsbook is offering exclusive bets to get you in on all of the action to win big. We know that our man Spider said he's betting on Kyle Larson.
Elliott.
Chase Elliott at 7-1. That's right. I would say Kevin Harvick at 14-1 is the big odds. I would go in on that. A lot of value there. There's a lot to bet on with NASCAR. Stay tuned for our picks later this week, and be sure to tune in at the Ally 400 at Nashville Super Speedway this Sunday, 3:30 Eastern Time, NBC Sports Network. But right now, it's all about the Philadelphia 76ers.
Let's go!
Everyone 6-0. Get in here, Smitty.
Up almost 25 points?
I think it was a 31-point lead going into the fourth quarter.
Allegedly.
A 31-point lead. I mean, who would, you know, you can't play Embiid if you're up 31 going into the fourth.
The only thing I'll defend Smitty on is that when a score in basketball is like, let's just say 74 to 58, you're like, well, that crosses 7, 6, 72. And 5.
That's
like 40
be a 50
points. Yeah. That's a lot of denominators.
I will give you that. Last night, just one of the all-time Philly choke jobs against a city that chokes.
I thought this was going to be a pro Sixers run.
I got to set the scene, bro. I got to set the scene first. We got to at least discuss what happened. It was a big-time choke job. They became an Atlanta team against Atlanta and blew a 31.
Oh, that hurts. No, that's actually twice, though. Oh, and Trist is here.
And Trist is here because...
Whoa, where were they?
Very pro-Sixers as well.
Exactly. I mean, listen, your boy's decked out. He's rocking the Embiids.
I got the Embiids.
All the flyest shoes you'll ever see.
Beautiful shoes.
Perfect Sixers time. Out.
Let's go. We're all suited
up. I'm wearing it because I get blamed for every Sixers loss, so I might as well root for
him. Put on a jacket. Well, let's get you
Can
a
I
jacket.
Get one?
Let's get you a jacket.
Of course. There's plenty of gear floating around here. He's got jackets on jackets on jackets on jackets.
He's handing them out.
Gear on gear on gear on gear.
All right, so
it was a 31-point lead, and then Smitty was going live on Periscope. Two things.
R.I.P. Periscope.
Periscope's been gone for a really long time.
Long time. It's been like 2 years. The last time somebody did Periscope was like Dave Walks to Work. It was a long, long time ago.
Nate at night.
Rest in peace. So,
no, wait, Frank. We don't have enough microphones right now.
Yeah, Frank, just tank. This is absurd enough, Frank.
Yeah, right.
Rowan, let's start with you.
It's a historic collapse that's so fucking bad. And, you try to, like, put on a happy face for the Sixers because the series isn't actually done yet. But, like, everything that people are going to say about the Sixers, like, is right.
It's
like, Ben
true.
Simmons, like, sucks.
Bro, that stat Embiid and Seth Curry had field goals in the second half is insanity.
You've built
that's
your team
impossible.
Around a guy who can't. And I like
Shoot,
Ben Simmons.
In the year of our Lord, 2021.
Whoa, this team was built around and for Joel Embiid.
It was built for Embiid and Simmons.
Yes. You could have traded Ben Simmons for James Harden, who
still
knows how
it.
To create his own
still
shot.
Still wouldn't do it. You'd be giving up 200 points a game right now.
What?
You would.
Dude.
Bro, you'd be scoring 12-5.
The only hindsight thing from that.
You can't score a basket in the fourth quarter. You cannot score a basket in the fourth quarter.
It doesn't.
Your point guard can't shoot.
He doesn't shoot. What do you mean can't shoot?
He can't do anything.
He doesn't because he can't.
First of all, he is.
This is exactly what I want to hear.
Shut up, Tristan. He has a perfect percentage in the fourth quarter of the past two games.
Do you know who?
0 for 0.
Do you know who you could have used? Jimmy Butler.
No shit.
Mm-hmm. And then he gave all the money to Al Horford to have a redundant center. And
what happened in the process?
And Tobias Harris gave me $180 million, bro.
It's not over, though. It's not over.
Even if it's not over, it's over.
In the NBA playoffs, we fucking react to one game like it's...
No, I agree. I think the Sixers are going to win in seven.
And as good as the Hawks have been in these wins, it's still like... You know, you're not up against like the Nets or like
but
a big three.
No, they haven't been good.
It's the Sixers have choked.
The Sixers have choked.
But, you can't listen.
Yeah.
Yes, I understand. But the Hawks and
you can't score fucking basket.
You can't just be like, well, the Sixers.
No. But you can't score a fucking basket. Yesterday against Bogdanovich, Gallinari, and Trae Young, three of the worst defensive players in the league in the fucking fourth quarter last night. It's embarrassing.
But the fact that they have had this happen twice, I don't know if you can say it's a choke anymore. I think that's just what the Sixers are.
Well,
you run out of gas. Don't know how to play the
three. Run out of gas in the fourth.
Look how three.
Have the right
he's down bad.
In the
he's
down bad.
I mean, he called it a runaway train. It's a runaway train of fucking of failure right now.
Let me ask you this question. This is gonna hurt, but so I'm gonna ask it anyway. If you could, if I let me throw out all these options: draft Jason Tatum instead of Markelle Fultz, keep Jimmy Butler, trade for James Harden.
Not gonna happen again.
Which one would you choose?
Tatum, obviously. It's not even close.
I mean, James Harden is a pretty
I think it's the James Harden
situation right
because
now.
It's Tyrese Maxey is
according really to you, James Harden is a fucking Sixer.
Well, Daryl Morey was gonna let go.
I know, but Trista Crick's never wrong.
Well,
I feel like I'm pretty right right now, am I not?
Does Trista Crick know basketball?
Sun shines on a dog's ass.
Trista Crick does not know basketball. That's a fact. Everyone knows that. But
Ben Simmons is content.
You and Big T will tweet out when they're up, and that's it. And when the Sixers are down, that's all. Frauds ahoy. Doc Rivers, Tobias Harris, Ben Simmons, equal blame to go
dude,
around.
Dude, Doc Rivers is on the short side of lot of bad playoff
it's
chokes
now. It's not his fault, though.
I do.
How many times can that happen before you have to have some of the blame?
Though. He's done Joel it all.
Why is that not his fault?
Because the players choked. Because Tobias Harris wouldn't fucking take a shot. Simmons wouldn't take a
but
shot.
These
because
sort of
Ben Simmons is a mental
follow
little
him
person.
Everywhere.
But, like, can you unlock
So are you saying that Ben Simmons is an offensive cancer?
I don't use the throw around the C word. I think the throwing around the C word is despicable.
Big casino.
But at the same time, he's not helping us out offensively.
Also,
but Trista,
listen,
your problem court. Is though, your problem court. Is that you've backed off all the Ben Simmons takes.
Oh, no.
And you should have ridden the Ben Simmons takes all the way through. But the whole playoffs, you've been like, he's actually really good. And
facts.
you should have
well,
when Smitty's
like,
on that
fuck
tape.
You, Trista Crick, sincerely, Ben Simmons.
I didn't
CBS.
Say that. Ben Simmons said it.
No, but Ben Simmons, right now, what he's going through mentally is like psychologically self-owned that I've ever
and
seen.
And it's not something you can fix. Like, he needs like an off-season.
No,
maybe
needs
to
no, no.
Fix
no.
It
it's
like,
not fixable.
5 grams of mushrooms with a blindfold and completely change his
some
mindset.
Ayahuasca.
I'm just reporting things now. I don't want to. I just saw a meme out there today that said, if you ever feel like you're useless, just remember Ben Simmons wears a shooting sleeve. I just want to report that. I saw it.
But listen,
I didn't retweet it.
Thank
you.
I want to go back to what you said a second ago that didn't get heard. At what point is Joel Embiid just like too injured and slow and not getting it done down the stretch in the fourth quarter?
I love Joel Embiid, but he definitely deserves some blame here because of game four. We know, but you're in this position because of game four. And then game five, I swear to God, the
game
guy,
four
like,
was the only time this playoffs even
shot. He runs out of
gas. I mean, he runs out of gas because everybody's hanging off his dick.
Why are you
somebody
yelling?
Needs
too
to step up.
Big, slow, and injured at somebody, times to get through a full fucking game.
You know what? You're right. I'm actually not going to blame Joel Embiid.
Thank
I'm going to blame the fact that they built a 2021 basketball team
around
the center being the
guy
that's supposed to get you the buckets.
Yes.
You need point guards.
For especially in this playoffs where it's always going to be tight games
correct.
And down to crucial possessions. If Ben, you have
so
Joel
right.
Embiid for
not Joel Embiid's fault.
You have Joel Embiid for the first like 44 minutes. The last couple minutes, you give the ball to James Harden, it would be a whole fucking different game for the Sixers.
But Joel Embiid has more of an offensive skill set than the point guard in Ben Simmons. He can do more things than Ben
Simmons.
I mean,
are you ready if you could just snap your fingers and I guess you asked the question right. Would you have done the Ben Simmons Harden trade?
Now, yeah.
Is that the one thing you would trade?
What do you mean now?
I wouldn't
like
have done it at the time, and I do it now.
I can have hindsight.
Are you done? I mean, are you?
Let's say
they get bounced.
I'm not done with him.
Would you want to go back?
No,
again with Simmons and Embiid.
His next game, he's playing for his Sixers life.
Yeah,
like either he can show that he can finish out this series with some semblance of like humanity, but he's fucked mentally right now.
I bet you he won't even shoot in the fourth quarter next game.
He didn't do it in the last two games.
He did the last two games.
I know, but the fact that it's like, this is it, dude. This is your Philly life, and he'll probably just play that same game again is insanity.
He's just going to float in the corner and pretend like nobody's going to notice. Mm-hmm. And if I just stand here, then nobody will to see my flaws.
I got two things.
That's
one
what he
is,
does consistently.
Sixers fans, very passionate. Philly's a very
passionate
city.
Intense,
I just
proud.
Want to say I will take all the heat. There's a sect of Sixers fans that I think genuinely think I have cursed them when it's like Ben Simmons never learned how to shoot. But I'll take that. I will take that. I'm rooting for the Sixers now because I have no other alternative. I fear for my life.
And also, everyone is acting like they're dead. It was a historically embarrassing. But they're not dead.
Think Sixers.
Wait till they're dead to piss on the grave.
Sixers plus 300 to win the series is still a play. Number two.
You're wearing Sixers gear. You're with us, Tristan. Don't try and fucking flip sides now. You're on our squad.
Number two, I have something, a spin zone for. For you, Roan, and you, Smitty.
Thank you.
And you, Kevin, and you, Tristan,
all
me, myself.
All of us, the whole Sixers squad.
Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons. These are tremendous assets that you can trade to restart the process.
Ben Simmons for Dan.
You can restart
graphics.
The whole
you get
thing.
A lot of
we can go right back to the start of the process.
Guys, you guys love
like
the process
that.
More than anything. More than a championship is the process. Restart what's that phrase? It's not about the destination. It's
not about it's
the journey.
It's about
chasing cars. Once you catch the car, you don't know what to do.
It's the climb.
Start. How about I just give you like 10 first-round draft picks right
yes.
now. And just
for
start
Simmons?
It over.
Yeah.
First,
no, and
oh, no, you're not getting more than one first-round
draft picks.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
it.
Let's
fire!
Right.
Yeah. The process rides again.
Strip it
yes.
down.
The process is donezo, bro.
Dude,
it's
I
a
don't...
It's
yeah,
over.
I mean,
it's over.
And, this,
the window
and the worst
is
part
shut.
Is, like, this is
no.
the year.
No.
Everyone's injured.
No, we're still. This
Sixers
is not over. It was embarrassing.
Seven.
Sixers and seven. Let's
I
go,
I
didn't
think the Sixers and seven plus 300.
Sixers and seven.
Go do it.
Sixers and seven.
Is that what it is?
Sixers and seven.
Sixers and seven. Maybe.
Find me the future.
Ben Simmons.
Sixers and seven. What do you think? I'm crazy. I'm rooting for the fucking Hawks. Let's go. Sixers and seven.
Or I'll never wear my Embiid again if they don't win in
those
seven.
Those are beautiful shoes.
I'll never wear these again if they don't win in seven. That's my fucking.
And you love those shoes.
But also, we're forgetting that Tristan Crick has to eat a basketball if the Nets win the championship, which we're getting close to anyway. So there is
Fact.
A little silver lining in here.
High Fact. Ankle sprain, Kyrie injury was the best thing that happened to me.
Oh, that's rooting for injuries oh. now. Jesus Christ, Crick. Oh, my God.
Embiid.
All right. But yeah, it was embarrassing. It was a terrible day yesterday.
It really is losing to the Buccaneers in 0-3 at the vet.
Yep.
And this is, like, kind of right under it. This is worse than – last night was worse than Joe Carter's home run.
Give it away.
Wow.
It was.
That's insane, bro.
Yeah.
It was. Because, I mean, it's about the seven-plus year buildup, and this is supposed to be it.
All right. Second half of the rundown is brought to you by Native. Listen, sometimes life stinks. The good news, you don't have to stink because Native has your back. You already know about Native's legendary aluminum-free deodorant, but have you tried their body wash, toothpaste, or their brand-new mineral-based sunscreen? Native's on a mission to overhaul your entire hygiene routine by putting in the care in self-care with products carefully made to work against odor, that are made with simple ingredients and smell great. Stay fresh, stay clean with Native by going to nativedeo.com/rundown. That's nativedeo, D-E-O, like deodorant.com/rundown, or use promo code rundown at checkout and get 20% off your first order.
Sixers to win the title 12-1. Give it to me.
Let's go.
Give it to me. Put
Let's
it on
go.
My board. Put
exactly.
it on my list. Where's who's?
It ain't over. Put
so
it on his board.
Marty, put it on my list.
Put
it
on
my
the list. Put it on
Big Cat's
list.
Plus Sixers to win the title, 12-1. One unit.
I mean, this will be the Sixers rundown, but I guess one other topic. Victoria's Secret's doing away with Angels. It's
what?
A wrap for Angels. They're trying to go towards women. They're celebrating women and their achievements now, not their body and their figure. So, like, Megan Rapinoe and a couple other athletes and shit are going to be on there, and they're getting rid of the whole wings, run,
okay.
Angels, all that shit.
Okay. So... whatever, like, if you want to do, the phrasing doesn't matter to me. Being, like, insanely attractive is still an achievement.
Dude, you gotta work at it.
Like, that's
it's
an
like,
achievement.
It's like, I mean, those girls work hard to be hot as shit
anything,
like that.
Anything, take out, like, the, like, oh, body positive looks, all this stuff. Anything that someone can do that, like, 99.9% of the population cannot do... deserves at least some praise.
Celebrate it, man.
Right.
You strut down that fucking runway.
Serial
rocking
killers.
The $2
million. I just realized I like made a case for like...
yeah, like the worst of the worst.
Yeah, like dude, You meet Ted Bundy and tell me how it is.
How hard it is to not get caught after all those murders. It's incredible. Worst time ever to be hot, though.
It's a terrible time right now. He's poor, hot girl. It's like you're complicit. You're part of the problem if you fucking diet and work out. You're hot.
You got a small waist, fat ass,
and big tits. You are a part of the problem.
No, you just got to go subscription model. Just take it to OnlyFans.
Honestly, I mean, can you imagine if fucking like Candace Swanepoel was like, "I'm on OnlyFans. Fuck you. Forget about it.
I'm not doing these Victoria's Secret shit."
Did you see the OnlyFans story today that they're trying to pivot away from porn?
Okay, last topic of the rundown. OnlyFans is pivoting away from porn.
The thing is, I think
actually our girl Asa Akira was kind of the one, like, Asa was, like, the first one on there. And originally OnlyFans, I think, was music. It was, like, guys playing guitar, like, lessons. Like, you can watch me and I'll teach you how to play.
And people were just jerking off the guys playing guitar?
And then Asa came along and she just did her thing. And I think, like, a lot of people followed suit, and, like, next thing you know, it just becomes the porn platform. But all it really is just a paywall. It was never, like, come over here and do sex work. It was, like, we will just give you a paywall to put shit behind it. So I'm sure there were some guys who were like, well, I didn't think it was going to be a bunch of people fucking each other, but okay. Yeah. But I don't know. Once you're really established, I guess you try to get out of that.
Yeah, that's what I feel for is Glennie Balls. I mean,
what's going on here?
What happens to the 12, the Balls 12?
Your girl Corinna made $1 million in a day.
Glennie's budget is, if you took it out, it's so funny. It's like
it's food and
rent zero.
Yeah. No, you could do that. You could
Hot tub 500.
You could go OnlyFans per year, $10,000.
You could go on the Chase app and it shows you like what I pay a month.
How much you pay a month?
It's literally just like
how much?
It's like that gives you like
it's
a
like
pie.
How much do you pay for OnlyFans a month?
Probably like 120, 130.
Oh, that sounds fancy.
How much subscriptions is that?
That's probably.
Well, the thing is, now all the girls are doing scam shit. Now all the girls. So you.
It's not about the subscription. It's about the.
It's about the DMs, my friend. Yeah. It's about the DMs.
You pay like $10 to subscribe. That doesn't get you anything. Then it's like DM me $20 for a video.
They'll be like, oh, $10 to subscribe, and then it's like picture like this. Uh-huh. And you're like, nice. And then they'll DM you and be like, oh, here's me sucking my boyfriend's dick for like $200, and I'm like, I'm not paying that. I'm not paying that.
But for $20,
for $20, baby.
Sucking my boyfriend's dick.
But amazing. I mean, I wouldn't mind if it does. I kind of hate OnlyFans. Like, I love it, but I hate it.
Because you're addicted
to it. Yeah, it's a love
for reasons
thing,
like
for
I
sure.
just said. It makes me so fucking bucks. Angry. Like, there should be. If the OnlyFans guys are watching this, I love you guys. I love your work. But like, there should be a preview. You should be
well,
at least preview.
Actually, you know who you should hate? Bella Thorne. She's the one who fucked it all up. Yeah. Everything was gravy on OnlyFans, and then she came along, and they said they changed all their rules.
There's so many times where I buy the thing, and I'm like. I know this is going to be nothing. It's going to be nothing. Yep. It always is. Yep. But then there is the once or a few times where they're like,
hey, it was worth it.
Yeah. Yep. But it's kind of
I love this.
Oh, it's the best. I love OnlyFans. I hate it, but I love it.
I really want to do, like, remember that, I'm going to date myself, Brewster's Millions, where he had to spend, like, $1 million.
Have nothing to show for it? OnlyFans.
Like, yeah. Like,
that's what that has. OnlyFans.
Like, we give Glennie, like, $5,000. He's like, you have to use this all on OnlyFans in a month. And if you do it, you get $10,000.
I could do it. I mean,
Glennie could do that in like a day.
Porn, that's my problem too, though. Like, I don't fucking unsubscribe as much as I should.
Yeah.
I don't unsubscribe. There was a time with Asa, like 4 years ago, where I subscribed to fucking Naked News, which is like where they do like
the news.
Naked News.
Yeah.
What is it?
And they were charging me $40 a month. I had no idea for all these different
like
naked
insurance.
All these different naked
$40 a month.
Dude, Glennie is a fucking champion. He's basically put the entire porn industry on his fucking shoulders.
I love him. I want to start doing like OnlyFans vlogs. I'll be like, oh, this is a good one. This is a bad one.
Yeah,
maybe
it's sure.
Start,
yeah.
Like, maybe I should start trashing the bad
dude,
ones.
Dude, if you became like the
Siskel and Ebert.
Yes.
Didn't you say I should do the I should have the
S&P 500 of like for the OnlyFans? These are the ones that he's buying.
Dude, if you were rating OnlyFans pages on a scale of 0 to 5 balls, it would make a lot of sense.
No, it'd be a full mass like, or half chub.
Like, do you think I'd be allowed to do like an OnlyFans blog rating? Is that allowed?
Yes.
Yeah, I think as long as you don't post their pictures, because like they got to pay for that.
They would probably want you to do that.
Well, you can't post their photos that you pay for.
No, I'm saying, but if he bashes,
oh well, that's
but yeah, you yeah,
there needs to be honest. There needs to be a check.
Democracy that dies in the darkness.
Like that's what it needs to be. There needs to be, reviews. Like it's fucked up that I'm like that. Charging $30, paying $30 a month.
And you don't get
and
shit.
There's one girl that doesn't even post.
Right.
Yeah. No. We
but
need
I'm
to
a
get
huge fan,
blast
so
her
keep,
ass.
She's robbing you, bro.
Blast
exactly.
her ass.
Exactly. Oh yeah. I want to see it. OnlyFans reviews.
If I'm allowed to do that,
it should be called OnlyFansFans.com. OnlyFansFans.com.
Yes.
For the OnlyFans fans.
I feel like it's not allowed.
Fans of OnlyFans.
Why?
You can't comment on their pornography.
You know what? Do it as a Twitter. Do OnlyFans fans Twitter.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
and we review the OnlyFans.
And then you put it behind a paywall. And then you then, and then it's you, on OnlyFans.
Can I expense this? You have an OnlyFans. Is the end of this me expensing OnlyFans?
Yeah, definitely.
Is that the end goal here?
Yes,
Glennie.
Okay. Glennie also was betting the Hawks live last night like a fucking asshole and genius.
Wow.
Just
fucking money. To send to OnlyFans, bro.
How'd Glennie look?
He looked like he was going to like the like corporate regional meeting in like Sedona or something like that.
So last night, the event he went to in Pennsylvania, it was for a Barstool Sportsbook, and I texted
him. It was VIP.
And you said, like he was going on Jerry
and you said
Springer.
It's VIP, so dress nice. That means don't wear a Hawaiian shirt, right?
No.
Like, if you're telling me to dress nice.
Glennie Ball,
I actually should have. Yeah.
But he was texting me individually.
Honestly, look, you texted me.
And then you texted me, dress nice.
No, you said, can I go? I said, yes, just know that it's VIP, so dress nice.
So I'm saying, I feel like if someone's telling me directly to dress nice, that means no Hawaiian shirt.
All right, so that's my fault for the bad miscommunication.
Okay.
When I say dress nice to you, it literally just means make sure you have sleeves on.
Oh, yeah. Took that the wrong way.
Yeah, no. Hawaiian would have played.
I would have loved to wear Hawaiian.
Yeah.
All Hawaiian all the time.
You dressing nice is literally just no tank top.
Right.
I thought that would mean no Hawaiian shirt.
No.
I'm not dressing nice.
If I told you to. Yeah, all right. So I just got to I gotta communicate better.
Next time, Hawaiian or no Hawaiian?
If I said black tie, then I'd be like, wear a button down.
Yeah, black tie.
Right.
I can't do black tie.
It's all on a scale with you.
I mean, we did the private plane thing a couple
weeks
ago.
So he didn't look good?
I thought it looked good.
Ron?
I think I had Cole Haan shoes on. I had Cole Haan shoes on.
Cole Haan is as good as Glennie gets.
I had Cole Haan shoes on.
Too dressed up?
A little bit. Next time, just
Hawaiian.
Wear Hawaiian.
Yeah, I had a great time.
Wear Hawaiian.
Hawaiian.
My bad.
Hey, it's okay.
OnlyFans fans. Make that Twitter account right now before someone else.